Winsome Earl Sears bashes Abigail Spenberger's leftist policies, refusal to pull J. Jones endorsement. By Olivia Rondo on October 20, 2025. Virginia Lieutenant Governor Winsome Earl Sears, R., the Trump-endorsed candidate for governor of the Commonwealth, blasted Democrat opponent Abigail Spenberger's left-wing policies and refusal to tell J. Jones to drop out of the attorney general race over his threatening comments about a Republican lawmaker. During a Monday call with reporters moderated by former White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer, Earl Sears said the next 14 days before the November 4 election will be critical. "We're going to continue to highlight that the Democrats are led by a candidate who self-proclaims that she is fueled by rage. What rage, Abigail? Fueled against whom, and for what purpose?" Earl Sears began, referring to a comment made by Spanberger at a campaign event. "So the last 4 years, I've worked alongside Governor Youngkin tirelessly to ensure that Virginia is the best place to live, work, and raise a family," the Republican continued, before listing one of her main pillars as being tougher on crime than her opponent. "Families deserve to be safe and secure, and Abigail has said that her first act as governor would be to rescind Youngkin's Executive Order 47, which allowed for cooperation between Virginia police officers and ICE to get aid in immigration enforcement. That would make Virginia effectively a sanctuary state." Spanberger, a former CIA agent and U.S. Congresswoman, voted in lockstep with former President Joe Biden and Representative Nancy Pelosi. DCA, supports energy policies that would drive up our cost of living, voted for soft-on-crime legislation, and wants to let trans-identifying males in girls' bathrooms, Earl Sears continued. "I mean, she can't even say whether or not J. Jones should drop out of the race. Are you kidding me? Have you lost your mind?" Earl Sears' latest campaign ad features clips of Spanberger refusing to answer the simple question of whether she still supports Jones after his 2022 messages fantasizing about then-Virginia House Speaker Todd Gilbert, R., and his children being gunned down were leaked. The lieutenant governor closed out her remarks by calling out the Democratic Party's blatant racism. "You keep seeing that over and over again. They say that they love people who look like me, but they don't. I mean, heavens, they've called me a white supremacist. Why would they do that? I'm the one who carried the bill 20 years ago to protect us from the KKK." In August, a left-winger protested Earl Sears' position against the Arlington Public Schools' transgender locker room and bathroom policies by holding a sign that read, "Hey Winsome, if trans can't share your bathroom, then blacks can't share my water fountain." Another incident occurred over the weekend at a James Madison University football game, where a man identified as Scott Pogorelk, a contributor to several Democrat campaigns and an engineer with Zeta Associates, a subsidiary of Lockheed Martin, shouted a racist comment at Earl Sears. "Go back to Haiti," he yelled. "Traitor." Earl Sears, a U.S. Marine Corps veteran who was born in Jamaica, not Haiti, responded on X. "I thought Democrats were supposed to love everyone, and just to be clear, I'm Jamaican. But I have nowhere to go back to, because America is my home," she wrote. A Lockheed Martin spokesperson told Fox 5 DC on Monday that Pogorelk is no longer employed by Zeta Associates after the company investigated the incident. Olivia Rondo is a politics reporter for Breitbart News based in Washington, D.C. Find her on X/Twitter and Instagram.